All right. I will now call the meeting to order. Welcome to the July 10th, 2024 Street Youth Staff Commission virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on during the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Use the raise hand feature when you would like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. All right, roll call. We'll now ask for roll call. Members of the committee, please unmute yourselves and say present when your name is called. Caitlin Updike, Capitol Police.
Present.
Caitlin's present. Megan Blakehorst, Economic Development.
Present.
Megan's present. Michael Ott, MPD.
Present.
Michael's present. Matthew Scamardo, Streets.
Present.
Matthew's present. Eric VM Finance.
Present.
Eric's present. Marquiso Mall Crew.
Present.
Mark is present. Scott Strasburg Fire.
Present.
Scott is present. Jeremy Nash, Traffic Engineering.
Present.
Jeremy's present. Tim Sabota, Metro.
Metro, Tim Sabota, present.
Tim is present. Taylor Dietzman, Parking.
Good morning, present.
Taylor is present. And John Farney, Engineering.
Present.
John is present. We do have a quorum. In a virtual meeting like this, it's particularly important we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. Let a few more people in here. Approval of minutes. Can I have a motion in a second to approve the minutes from the June 26th street use meeting? Motion Megan, second Caitlin. On the motion to approve, is there any objection to recording the unanimous vote to approve the minutes for that meeting? All right, seeing none, the motion passes. Agenda item number one, legislative ID 84249 is public comment. And we have no public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Members, please use the raise hand function if you have any disclosures or recusals on any agenda items. Go ahead, Scott.
Yep. It states that we'll have some fire trucks there for a couple of parades. One on the congen or down under the con. At the bottom, I can't remember which one it was, and one other one, but it's just the trucks there. So I just want to make that everybody aware of that.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, then we'll go to, let's see here. I'm going to ask the phone number to unmute. If you can, I'm just wondering if Gary, if you are on the phone number for the Willie Street Park event. Can someone remind me how to unmute if you're on a phone in Zoom? I don't really remember.
I think if you scroll up on your page, it will pop up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to press star six.
Oh, well, very good. Thank you. Is this Gary?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you
Hi,
very
Gary.
much. Thank you very much for adding me to your agenda. It's all sort of at the last minute here.
Yep.
And
Let's just
just to
actually,
let you know.
if you can hold on 1 second, I got to do a couple
Sure.
little minor
Sure.
thingies. Okay, let me find my script again. Okay, so agenda item number 11, legislative ID 84327, street use permit application for Willie Street Park 40th anniversary celebration. And we have one registered speaker for this item, Gary. I gotta look what your last name, I can't remember. Kark
Karch,
has Karch.
Karch.
Thank you. Has registered in support and does wish to speak. Can we have a motion and a second to approve this item for discussion and voting? Oh, sorry. I got a motion, Caitlin, second, Jeremy. All right. Okay, Gary. So thank you for joining us. And yes, you do have 3 minutes to speak, and then we'll just kind of ask questions, and you can ask us questions and
Sure,
go for it.
sure. Yes. So we are interested in seeing if we could get a permit to block a portion of Brearley Street only going from the intersection of Willie down the street a bit so we can have the area between the parking lot of Heartland and the park for a very large 65-foot dragon to perform. If I may briefly read from our press release, it describes it as thus: Nelson Ferreira, Sifu of the Zhongyi Kung Fu Association and owner of the Shaolin Kung Fu Studio, along with his troupe of 15 dancers, will unveil and don a 65-foot-long dragon costume to perform a ceremonial dance in honor of the occasion. He says their dragon came to life in a traditional ceremony called Hoi Guang, also known as eye dotting, in 2012, and that this will be the first official public viewing since then. So, going into this originally, I was just imagining this dragon would maybe just be 20 feet long or something like that, but it ended up being 65 feet, so it's quite large. So that's why we're interested in getting more space. Now, tomorrow we are meeting with the district manager of the Heartland Credit Union across the street, and he's given his full support and is very excited over the opportunity to help us out with this. So the missing link is the street, and that's what we're interested in seeing if we can do. It's almost not a matter of asking if we can. It's almost a matter of me begging you to help me pull this together and be a success, because we've already sent the press release out and it's getting a lot of buzz. So any help in finessing this out would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. Well, thank you for that. That sounds really cool. I guess just a few questions from my end, and then we'll go through each agency and see if there's any more questions. So the only thing in the street, there'll be no structure set up, is just the dragon, which is a performance, so it's people, which they'll be moving around. And then so that's correct, right? There's no other setup planned inside in the street.
No. And as a matter of fact, the part of the permit application where it lists vendors and things, and I put down Sassy Scoop, but the actual fact of Sassy Scoop is that they wouldn't even be in that area anyway, because it's not a truck, it's just a little cart, and it's going
Okay.
to be right in the park anyway. So I don't know if you just want to remove that from the application because it basically isn't germane. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yes, if it's not in the street, then yeah, we don't need to
Right, right,
permit that.
right. So nothing would be in the street at all. We are only interested in going from the intersection of Williamson down, which direction is that? West, I
North.
guess, and not as far as